I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
We are here on another beautiful day.
Yeah, man. Sorry, people. Let's just get this out the way. We apologize to the fans. We apologize to all you listeners. You can hear it in our voices. You will hear it in our voices throughout the rest of this podcast. We are under the weather. We are trying to get ourselves back in working condition, as they would say.
We got to smoke through some
shit. Hell yeah, man. We got to. The shit been crazy, man. How was your week, though, bro?
Yeah, I was just adjusting to this new schedule. It's cool. I got a couple days off in the middle of the week. So I'm rocking out with it.
That's what's up.
You got some shit coming up soon.
Man, 17 days. Yes, it counts. Your boy will be over in Vegas. And Cali going live. Nigga, I'm going to be turned so hard. That's why I'm kind of happy that this shit came down. Because if it happens even a week later or 2 weeks later, my whole trip is ruined. Right. So it's like, fuck it. Let's just get this shit out of the way now. I'll take it. And I'll be good by the time it's time to go. So.
All right. So what you smoking on?
Yeah, I got some OG.
Okay.
Got some OG. Got a fat figure of OG, you feel me? Okay. Shout out to the weed, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the weed, man. I got some purple OG. Allegedly.
Man, because I mean, shit, we can't trust it with too many niggas, man. I remember, man. Nah.
Shout out to the weed, man, though.
No shade. Shout out to the weed, man. But I have one of my niggas sell me. I came to pick up some shit. I'm like, yo, bro, what's this? He was like, one is OG, the other one's some Kush.
Right.
That right there let me know, man. Niggas just be throwing names and shit. Niggas don't be doing their weeds.
Because my dumbass was like, let me get the OG. So, like, I thought about it for like maybe
a couple minutes. Like,
It ain't hit me.
Yeah.
Like, it registered, but it ain't like OG touch or something.
Yeah.
He just ain't. I don't know. I was like, let me get the OG.
Yeah, man. He had a different kind of Kush, but I mean, don't just call it Kush, because if you just call it a Kush, that's OG.
Right.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Shout out to the weed, man.
Shout out to the weed, man. And shout out to all the new listeners. Shout out to all the new countries that support us and listen to us and rock with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to all the new people that's listening to us in the States. Man, one love, man. We appreciate that shit.
So, what do you want to start?
Man, let's get to the shit, man, because I got a bone to pick with my team right now, and I feel like we should fucking fire Winston, bitch ass, because I say this every fucking time. He tends to want to play to motherfuckers' abilities and shit like that, where he should be a fucking star all the way around. This nigga wants to be ass one game, good the next game. Ass one game, ass the next game, ass the next game, have a good game, then be ass the next. Like, yo, bro, we can't have this inconsistent shit. Like, I'm so tired of this dude
flashing.
Showing flashes of greatness. I hate that shit, so I'm over it, bro. I'm over it.
People like him, and other quarterbacks like Ryan Tannehill, they give you like just enough where it's like, damn, if we give him like one more year or maybe next week,
like,
we
or then even another piece. Yeah, like, man.
You just think he's waiting.
Man, disaster waiting to happen, bro. And then we lose to the Panthers. Cam Newton list.
So we posted his stats on fucking Instagram. 30 for 54, 400 yard passing, one touchdown,
five, three, Five interceptions.
They lost a fumble.
This nigga.
Sacked seven times.
Because they over it, too. Our offensive line is over it. They like, yo, bro, you not nice no more. Like, we can't. We don't want that flash of greatness bullshit. We want you to be good, period. If you can be good, period, we can give you 7 seconds. If yeah. not, my niggas, I can help you. I can
this
help you.
This is where my problem with Tampa Bay is, where I see that you can't put all the blame on Winston. Right? You got... I look at your run game. Your niggas only had 38, 41, 42 rushing yards.
Bro, we not a running team no more. Stop that shit.
Jameis Winston is not supposed to be thrown 54 times. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Aaron Rodgers.
They stopped our running game is not the same, bro.
Ain't nobody stopping it. Y'all don't have one.
We don't have one. Yeah, it's been absent. Can't
put it on Winston. You got to get that nigga running game.
Yeah.
It's like you got to get you know how sometimes you got a wild-ass point guard that want to shoot a lot?
Facts.
He's pretty much a shooting guard, like Iverson. Mm-hmm. You need to get that nigga a point guard.
Shout out to my son, Keo.
You got to get that nigga a point guard.
Nigga was a wild boy. They used to say that about that nigga, boy, be the point guard. Yeah, you wild, bro. Nah, you get him a good nigga to calm him down, he'll be straight.
You got to take the ball out of Winston's hands.
That's a fact.
For you got some pieces at the wide receiver. Y'all straight there. Like, y'all got to go tight end. I just think y'all need to the running back out of L.A., the Chargers, Melvin Gordon. That nigga was holding out. He disgruntled. I think y'all should make a power
move. Yeah, make a power move.
For a running back. Star running back.
There shouldn't be no reason as to why we should be losing division games to the fucking Panthers. The
Panthers is nice. They, not, they don't got capability, though.
They don't, bro.
But their quarterback kind of nice, though.
What was the name? Kelly Allen, some bullshit like that?
That nigga ain't turned the ball over none of that shit. And then y'all helped Christian McCaffrey to
32 carries, 31 yards. I mean, yo, our defense is all right. It's just the offense we can't fucking cap. We can't cap our offense. Like, every time we get a four down, a four punt, or whatever, however you want to define that shit for you football fans, goddamn, we can't capitalize on that shit. It's not happening. They four backing on our asses. Like, goddamn.
You're not going to win any games throwing 5 interceptions.
No, son.
You're not supposed to be throwing the ball 50 times.
400 fucking yards. You gotta be kidding me.
He's not supposed to be throwing the ball 50 times. So.
But you gotta think about this too, bro. You gotta look at the people in our division. A lot of the people in our division are shooting, they're throwing the ball a lot. It's not a lot of run games.
Right now in your division, though, Drew Brees out.
The Falcons and
that. The Falcons and shit. The Falcons is 1-4.
So that's why it angers me so much, bro, because we should not
be that should be in the mix right now.
We should be talking real nigga shit.
In the mix.
Come on, man. Like, there shouldn't be a reason as to why we shouldn't be talking about division leaders or whatever.
So, let me get into the Patriots real quick. Shit, we 6-0. We ain't lose a game in over 300 days.
Okay, question. Before we get to y'all bullshit, how can y'all still be afraid of the fucking Cowboys or even think that the Cowboys is going to be somewhat of a competition if they lost to the Jets?
Yeah, the Jets kind of going to be all right. They got their quarterback back.
Niggas was an awful team, bro.
But now that they got their quarterback back, that was his first game back again. They kind of like a legit. The Patriots played the Jets Monday night. I'm worried.
Why? Why? Because they're coming off a good stretch? A good win?
Because our offense is fucked. Completely fucked.
You know Brady going to make a way.
Yo, Josh Gordon out 4 to 6 weeks.
The fuck happened to him?
This nigga hurt his leg trying to make a tackle on the interception. Tom Brady throwing interceptions. And now Tom Brady fumbled. And Gil picked it up running back, and then Josh Gordon tried to make a tackle, and his leg went backwards. Like, man, Philip Dorsett, he, I don't know, fucking Edelman got the ribs.
Oh, God, y'all whole offense, all y'all threats is.
We ain't running the ball. The Jets defense is legit. But as far as the Cowboys, the Patriots play the Cowboys in a couple weeks. That's what they expect us to throw out of their ass.
Hell yeah. I don't see you niggas losing until at least maybe
Week 9 in Baltimore.
I keep saying 13 too. But I mean, at least somewhere in between 9 and 13, there has to be somewhat of a challenge or loss. Maybe one. That's it. I don't see you niggas losing.
Week 9 in Baltimore is the game I'm looking at. You know, so we play the Texans like week 15.
The Chiefs might be the most. Dwayne Patrick Mahomes is rolling, bro.
Let me tell you, though. The Chiefs lost two games in a row. And they lost that whole two games in a row to the Colts and to the Texans. The Texans just went in there and bodied them niggas real quick.
But Pat, though.
Pat's hurt. He fucked up right now. That nigga's.
Well, that's week 13. He'll be back by then.
I'm not worried about the Chiefs. Their defense is horrible.
We all play all Odell, though.
We play them after this week. After we got the Jets Monday night, then we got Cleveland.
Okay, that's going to be a good game. I'm going to see what Odell do against y'all. Because, I mean, I feel like everybody should bring their A game when it comes to playing against the Patriots.
Now, be right about it. Anytime somebody playing the Patriots, it's their Super Bowl.
Niggas got to show out.
They motherfucking. It's like when niggas play LeBron. You always gotta get their best. Like, come on, you still a bum ass nigga. Like, get your ass out of here.
But I've been waiting to see what the Browns been doing, though.
So we play the Jets Monday night. I think they're gonna put up a fight, but I mean, we gotta eventually. I see Patriots 27-17, 27-14. What I really also see is just bodying them niggas.
The shutout, the straight shutout. Yeah. I don't see them niggas scoring on y'all. The Jets, son. I don't see them niggas scoring on y'all, son. Unless y'all giving them niggas the fucking the red zone, like, here, y'all can have it. I don't see them niggas pushing the ball on y'all. I just don't. Because y'all, even though y'all offense might be lacking, y'all defense thing. It ain't lacking.
Well, I'm trying to see, they don't got nothing.
They don't got no offensive threats, really.
They got Bell, the running back. Man, he fires a bitch. Yeah. But other than that, Sam Darnold can make them throws, though. That nigga could throw the ball, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's cool when a nigga can throw a ball, but it's about the completion. A nigga can throw a ball 60 yards, but if a nigga ain't catching that bitch, what's the point of you throwing that 60-yard ball? It don't matter.
I think Gilmore will shut their best wide receiver, Robbie Anderson, down there. All right. I fuck with let's go 27-3.
Okay.
Now, I had a preview against the Giants, because we played the Giants Thursday night. And then it ended up being 33-14. And the Patriots went up 14-0 real quick. And then like when we played,
I was making motherfucker play catch up.
We played the Jets the first time this year. Only reason they scored was because our rookie came in, threw a pick six, and then another rookie fumbled a punt and they scored. Same thing with the Giants this week. Only reason they even scored was because motherfucking Brady had a fucking fumble that went back, and then they threw a long ass bomb. Our defender took the shit and then caught it, ran in like bitch ass shit. Same thing with Washington. The only reason they scored was a little breakaway bullshit, lucky shit. We allowed probably like not one big play game, but it'd be some lucky bullshit. And the same thing with the Giants. It was just a couple lucky bullshit plays, but it ended up being like 14-14 by halftime. So then everybody's like, oh, the Giants hit. But really, they wasn't. It was just some lucky shit. I never panicked. I never thought the game was in question at all. Because it was just like, we still moving the ball. We still whatever. And then in the second half, we just started bodying them. And the thing about the Patriots, I'm starting to notice, is we're a second half team.
Always. I told you that, bro. It's only one person. It's only one team that ever exposed y'all second half shooters, and it was fucking the Chiefs for me. Them niggas,
our defense.
Yeah, they exposed you niggas in that second half, bro.
I don't think it was the same defense. It's not the same defense, though. It was, but it's not. But the Chiefs was at home, and they really. I mean, they gave us their best shot.
Yeah.
Honestly, they was the better team than us.
Yeah.
They're a better team than us. So, I wouldn't say they're a better team than us now because their defense is trash.
I don't think they really had the defense, though. I thought it was just, for me, all offense.
Yeah, well, it always is, but it's even worse on defense now that teams like the Colts and the Texans, they don't got as good a defense as the Patriots, but what they're doing is running the ball, keeping Patrick Mahomes off the field. And then when they playing defense against that nigga, they're playing man defense like the Patriots. Man the fuck up and just blitz that nigga. So. And like the thing I noticed about, I knew it was gonna happen once that tape start coming out on how to stop niggas. You had someone like RG3 come in, blow up the league real quick.
Yeah.
You had like people like
Cam Newton even.
And then once that tape come out, once teams start figuring out what's going on, we could get you.
Uh-huh.
Now we could get you in the playoffs, too.
Because Buddy Cam made it just about there.
Cam was that nigga.
And it was like...
So now Cam Newton on the trade block.
You need a more motherfucking game. We play in the same division, but...
Get a ball fighter.
I need Winston to fuck on, bro. Moral of the fucking story, Winston, your time is to fuck up. We don't need no more of your shenanigans, my guy. Oh, God. This shit is pitiful.
All right, so. Skinny basketball.
Yeah.
Skinny basketball.
My nigga. Yo. We gonna have to fucking watch this year, bro. Like, literally, you got to watch every game. You got to, not every game, but you got to watch the majority of the team, bro. Listen.
The whole Western Conference gonna be lit.
The whole yo.
So every TNT every night gonna be lit.
Nigga, the West, bro. I didn't know the Mavericks looked that good. KP is coming. Yo, KP looks amazing.
With right Luka, now, I told you that nigga KP. My fire, God, man.
He looks amazing over there, son. The fucking what's the nigga's name? The Miami about to look stupid over the East, bro. Listen, they got some young boys over. So, yo, Memphis about to be nice. Fucking
Utah,
the Pistons about to be
nice. Utah is one sleeper.
Yo, everybody, yo, I swear to yo, this is about to be the season to watch basketball. I swear to God,
yo, these young dudes, Westbrook and Harden, Hogan,
bruh,
Westbrook and Harden,
this Hogan, shit is Hogan. Different. Like. And can people better not sleep on Golden State this year? I mean, I don't fuck with them niggas, but them niggas is out there playing ball. Yeah, me too.
And then the thing is, Clay is coming back. He's not out the season. He's going to come back and be just fine. And you still got to deal with that situation. And then you still got Draymond punching niggas in the dick.
Nigga, this season is about to be dumb. Like, I have never seen this many preseason basketball games.
And we didn't even talk about LeBron with the fuck. Like, Anthony Davis, is he out for a month?
I don't know, bro. But to be honest with you, it don't
matter. Yo, this is tissue paper, man.
LeBron is fucking, he suffered worse. Come on. He doesn't mind playing 4 weeks without him.
My thing is, I think it matters this year. I think you need to get off to a good start. I don't think teams got time.
He will. You got to mind you this.
Okay, his first tonight. Okay,
his first. His first few teams that they play against.
Look who playing today. Preseason. We talking about preseason.
But niggas got to get on the floor, bro.
Against the Warriors tonight.
Niggas got to get. Bro, listen. What channel is that? Got to get on the floor. I think it might be TNT tonight.
We on that tonight. I got to watch that tonight.
Yo, I'm all it's too different. Ooh. Basketball, this new son. When you see the preseason game, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I see what he talking about. Yo, it's like everybody nice now. Everybody, I don't care if biggest team to smallest team, niggas is nice.
Ain't no easy days.
Hell no. Niggas is putting up 130 points in these preseason games. And niggas is out here playing defense. Don't get this shit twisted. Huh, bro, listen, I cannot I cannot wait the next 10:30. Week, bro.
Yep, five more days.
Bruh, oh my God. Shout out to my beautiful queen, but she gonna be gone on the 25th. Oh my God, I'ma have a crib to the room to the lonesome, bruh. I'ma be in my basketball bliss, my nigga.
Read off the games for opening night.
I know the Lakers play the Warriors. I believe opening night. What's the name of the? No, it's the Clips and the Spurs, right? Or something like that. Toronto. The LA Clippers and the Lakers.
Tuesday, October 22nd, TNT doubleheader.
Wait, I thought it said this is jump off the 25th.
Okay. Oh no.
So. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let's do it then.
5 days. Yeah.
But bro, listen to me. Yeah. That's gonna be an amazing game.
So we got Pelicans out Toronto. And we got Lakers at Clippers off the road.
Oh my God. Bro, I'm gonna be in my fucking bliss, bro.
10:30.
We got the Zion's debut. First season game.
So let's start there.
We got Alonzo coming out, feeling good.
We're gonna see what the Toronto got without Kawhi. What you niggas got for us?
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna hold nobody, but Pelicans is about to be coming at niggas next. JJ Redick on the wing.
And then we got the heavyweight bout. We got the heavyweight.
The LA matchup.
They made sure they gave us that while everybody's still healthy.
Uh-huh. And everybody's still talking about that shit, still wanting to see who
the battle for LA. Team.
At the LA.
Who you got?
I got the Lakers.
I got the Clippers.
I'm a Brownie, man. I can't. Even though Kawhi my cousin, I think
the Clippers is gonna come out ready for the shits. Like,
you gotta think about this.
I don't think the Lakers gonna be able to match their intensity.
You gotta think about this. There's always gonna be a heads and tails to a coin. You flip the coin. And it lands on whatever. You do that four times. That's basically four basketball quarters. That flip of the coin. Somebody going, because I mean, they going to trade baskets. That's what's going to happen. This is going to be the last quarter. Who's just going to pull it out?
Right.
Yo, bro. Just because they got Kawhi and LeBron probably going to be checking each other.
This is my only thing about the Lakers. That I think separates these two teams by a lot. The Clippers have a world-class defense. All them niggas play defense. All of them. All them niggas. Pat Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got Lou.
All them niggas play defense. The Lakers is not playing.
Yeah, they do, bro.
Rondo not playing no defense.
Niggas is out there, but he'll get a lot of minutes.
LeBron playing defense
out there. Niggas is out there, bro. You got to watch this preseason. Watch tonight. You'll see. We'll see, bro. It's different. You got to play deep. Because niggas out there working. They ain't taking niggas nothing. This is preseason to hell. Niggas ain't filling out. Yo, fucking, the Suns is going to be nice.
All right, so let's go to Wednesday, October 23rd. The second night, we got Boston at Philly.
Yeah.
Then we got Denver at Portland.
Ooh.
Rematch
from last year.
7-game series.
That's going to be a good. Yo,
so then you got with Boston that we didn't talk about. You got Kemba Walker.
I'm not heavy in Boston.
But then we got Al Horford playing for the Sixers.
Yeah.
That was a low key pickup, but that was some sucky shit. Snakehead off. And then Thursday, you got Milwaukee at Houston.
That's gonna be gay.
Milwaukee at Houston, the three last MVPs, all in one game.
That's some history right there.
It gotta be. Gotta be. Then you got the Clippers at Golden State, 10:30. Off rip. The Clippers schedule heavy. Y'all
heavy, bro. So we gonna see that's what I'm saying. They going to run into a lot of fucking heat.
Everybody's schedule
heavy. Now, the Lakers.
They got to play the same team.
Yeah, but they should easy off of it.
They play Utah at 10:30 right after. That shit not easy.
That's true.
You think Utah? That's the thing, though. It's every night.
That's going to be a good game.
Every night, it's a good game like that. Lakers-Utah. You look at it, like, that's a good-ass game to stay up and watch.
Ain't nobody asked this year, like I said. So
Dallas versus New Orleans.
That's going to be a good-ass game. Oh, my God. Yo, for the, I'm telling you, the first 3 or 4 days of basketball is going to be fucking lit.
Yeah, that opening night is going to be out of control.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a couple months ready, nigga, because shit about to be real.
So let's take a break. And then I got some shit to get into for her.
Alright, yep. That means we back here. Real quick, give a little quick shout out to my little cousin Cy. Happy birthday, little homie. I hope you having fun. I hope you have many more. I hope everything you get is what you wanted. I know your father gonna do right. So just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Happy birthday, little homie.
But fam, my nigga just brought out some shit real quick.
Yeah. So shout out to the weed plug on that one. The CBD smoke shop. Remember I told you about? So let's get into that real quick.
This is some CBD?
No, nah, that's the...
okay.
That's some bubblegum.
Okay.
It's a plaza on Law, where the Domino's is, right?
Right.
I go in and get my Domino's. You see, I got Domino's. Shout out Domino's for the bread bowl. Checking out Play-Doh bread bowl. That shit definitely fire. So it's a little plaza there. They had a little CBD shop. So I'm like, yo, let me go get a pen. I knew I had to get a pen anyway, so
right.
I was just going to get a pen.
What about the hell? Bad goddamn, like tobacco. I'm sure.
So I went in there, and first thing, he got like a whole bunch of fucking actual CBD with weed. They look like weed. Selling them shits in baggies and everything. They got different names and all kinds of shit, different prices.
Facts.
Some of them got like 3% weed in it. That's the one that I grabbed a little 10 piece to see what they're talking about. Some Silver Haze. I had 3% THC in it. I mean, I didn't smoke it by itself. I smoked it with the... I mixed it up with some regular weed. Not regular weed, but some OG. Mixed it up with the OG. I mean, I don't know. I should have smoked it by itself just to... But I feel like I'm smoking fake weed. Like, I don't know. What's the point?
Yeah, it's hemp, though. So it's weed, but it's not like... weed.
Like, you know what it is? That's like... I don't smoke tobacco no more, so that would be like my black and my...
Yeah, but that right there is some different shit, though. Like, that should have you on some other shit. Covered in the motherfucker.
Right, so maybe next time I do it, I just smoke it by itself to see what's going on.
I don't know if I'm with that, though, bro. I think I'm ready. I'm with the gummies. I could do some syrup. I could do the oil. I don't know if I could do the bud. Because like you said, it's like smoking fake weed. It seems purposeless.
Right, like I want to get high.
I might as well just get high. Like, fuck the dumb shit. I don't even want to play it.
But, I mean, what would I take a CBD gummy for? Like, what?
After you work out for, like, anxiety, for calmness, for, like, better sleep. I mean, a bunch of shit. Same reason why you would smoke weed, you could do the CBD shit. Like, but I mean, at the end of the day, the CBD, what it'll do is it'll really put you into, like, a very, like, mellow. Make your body like grow. It'll take your away from being a head high to a body high.
All right, so I'm a
Your son trying to play the box, bro.
Get up out of there. That nigga like, I want to matter.
Yo, that is funny as shit. So that nigga over there hit the button like, yo, I'm trying to play the game. This nigga's just over here fronting.
So while we just got a good segue, man. Good segue. So while we on the topic of video game real quick.
Yes, man.
Fortnite new season just dropped on some crazy shit.
I wish we had the fucking horns for that shit. Shout out to the fucking Fortnite people, man.
That shit was hard.
Yo, they had niggas on edge for a whole 2 days,
bro. It's like the whole internet down for a minute, bro. They had niggas staring at a black hole for 2 days.
They got niggas ready to sue them because they said that it brought them anxiety, like, and all this other shit because they
couldn't. Also, it's niggas who are streaming. Niggas who are streaming.
Yeah, lose money. They lost money because of that shit. But I mean,
yo, that's some ballsy shit to just shut down your whole.
It's a free game.
Why not just let us play the 2 days with the old shit?
But it's a free. They did let us for the last 2 days. Right. They did. They took away all the other shit, like Combine, all that other shit. They took all that shit out and just gave us the basics. And it was like, all right, cool. Run with this for a little bit until we get our shit together. But you know what? I'm so happy that this shit did the way it was because it gave everybody the chance to start fresh. Because when I got into Fortnite, it was late, maybe season 8, 9 or something like that.
Right.
Niggas have been playing since the beginning. Now this gives everybody a chance to jump in from the beginning because the hype is so real. So now you, like, and I love the way they changed the format up. I love the way they changed the whole idea of the map. I love all of this shit, but, like, no longer can you die just jumping off the fucking edge into the water. Like, now you can swim, motherfucker. Like,
yo, honestly, we put in a lot of work today.
Son.
At least 20 people today.
Son. Nigga, we
was like working. Like 5 games.
Yeah, we was working.
We killed at least 20 people today. So we just...
We was looking for some hot boy shit. Usually,
yeah,
when we play,
I was like, yo, where these niggas at?
We be trying to last. We wanna get to the end. That's the purpose. We wanna try to get a fucking victory right. Yeah, we can kill niggas all day. That's not the issue. The issue is trying not to get killed.
Right.
So you gotta get low. And we try to last at least to when it's like top 10. And that's when we start really going bunkers. We can go bunkers then. Cause we know there's gonna be a secluded area where niggas have to be. With a map too big, why am I running and look for you when I can go just stock up? It just don't make sense.
Right.
Fuck it. But niggas was getting live today, bro. Every drop, bro. We had drop right with niggas every time. There was no...
Yo, I'm about to go get a gun first and come find you.
Yeah, nigga.
Put you out before you can get powered up.
Yeah, that's the only way we could have did it. Like, it was real.
You got to get them before they come full strength. I mean, shit. Yeah, I was just feeling like, yo, I'm with the shit today.
That's a fact. We was on some hot boy shit today.
Oh, yo, where? You trying to hurt somebody, like, fuck.
Yeah, let's just go for it. Like, if we see a nigga, you start shooting, or if I start shooting, hey, let's just go for it. Fuck it. Like, we ain't got nothing to lose.
Yo,
like,
you know, I picked some nigga up.
Oh my god.
Y'all carry that nigga very far.
Now you can pick niggas up. Like if you gun a nigga down, you can literally pick his dumb ass up and carry him around. Throw him off or do anything, just die. Like,
so then like say what I thought I should have thought about earlier was like say when one of us got pick you up real quick.
Run it.
Run somewhere safe. Run somewhere safe real quick. But,
think about that.
Right. But yeah, that's the IQ. That we gonna build up, but yeah, we almost getting there.
And again, we still early with this team shit. Cause again, I'm not the best Fortnite player. I'm a gunner. I'm not a builder, and I have to learn how to do them simultaneously. So shout out weed, man. That's my thing, because I like to shoot, and my aiming, I have to be, like, precise. I can't do that trying to build, because then I panic build, and then it's like, I fuck around and guns ain't right. It's just, it get too much.
Yeah. So, I probably panic build for, like, maybe 4 seasons. I painted, bro. It took me about 4 seasons to, like, really, like, get my shit right where I could kind of, like, get up there with niggas now and kind of, now I got to, like, once I'm in the sets, kind of figure, okay, kind of maneuver within the sets now to get the good shot of, because that could, so, I mean, it, you got to practice in the playground and just go on YouTube and do just YouTube building drills.
I found niggas cheat code, bro. Do you know the niggas that we've been following, like the niggas that you watch play this shit? They not even playing on the fucking Xbox or PS3 or PS4. The niggas is on the computer. Bro, so yeah, you can do all of that shit. That's just, you put the letters here, nigga. Yeah, you can.
Nah.
It's
easier to build on the
box. Hell no, when you got a nigga that's good as a bitch on a computer, if he set them keys to just the right nigga this here, and he can move the mouse around.
You got more free range. The advantage for the computer niggas is the shooter. The building easier for us. Cause it used to be, but once they changed it, remember when I used to do it and I had to flip back and forth?
Yeah.
Now they changed it to where, like,
it's automatic.
Once you just, like, press the button, that's easier now. It's faster for controller players. But with shooting, them niggas just, they see a nigga over there just like, move the mouse and click that nigga head, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a goddamn, it took longer for our brain to, they like calculate process, to the thumb, from the thumb to the game. Like the computer niggas is like boom,
it's
boom.
A shift.
Like boom. They just practice, like when them niggas practice, it's like a game they play. And they just click it on a fucking like a target. They just click it on a target for like a minute. That's how them niggas really get good.
That shit is crazy. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna have to see if that shit be like on the fucking
computer. Computer, like, yeah, we got a computer. Like, we can use these shits and just be like, I don't.
So, because I need to see if there is an advantage. Because watching these
dudes, I don't want to reteach myself how to build all over, I think. That's what I don't want to reteach myself how to do all that shit.
See, I got a mouse, so all I would have to do is program the buttons for me. And that would just be the thing. I just have to remember what buttons that I.
Right, that's the thing. I don't want to be teaching.
And I just wanted to be just like this, cause I don't want to.
See, so then what you could do is you could download it on the computer. They had a kids in the other room.
Play against.
Yeah, we could all fucking all link up on the shit.
That's a fact. But shout out to Fortnite, man.
Yeah, they definitely shut down the little internet over the weekend. But it was. They did a good job.
It was worth it.
They did a good job.
It was worth it. And everything that people said that was going to be, wasn't. It exceeded the expectation of what people thought it was going to be. Like,
the graphics look way different, too.
Oh, man, yes.
They look way different. It's like playing a whole new game.
It really is. It really is. It's not as hard as it used to be. They do this thing called matchmaking where they apply people in the same groups that are around the same.
I didn't know that.
Hell yeah, because it's like, it'd be stupid to put me being a level 5 or 6 or some shit like that against a nigga that's a level 21.
Right.
Of course he's going to kill me. That's not even fair.
So they're but out of 100 niggas though?
Yeah. Yo, bro, it's that many niggas on a game at once. I mean,
honestly, we killed a lot of niggas, but to be real, I felt like a few of them was like bots or something. Like
that, yeah. Too, they added bots to this now.
I feel like I could tell, like, what is this nigga? Like,
yeah,
I'll take a kill, but this ass over here. But I felt like it was some bots today.
It was, that's what they do now. And it's good, though, because it fills the game. And I mean, you could get your kills, right, without a nigga really. I mean, nah, I'm going to say that's backwards because it's harder because the bots ain't got really, the niggas is dead eye. The niggas ain't messing.
They ain't doing shit.
Oh, no, bro.
They wasn't doing shit.
Yeah, they wasn't. It was weird.
I think they're just trying to ease niggas in early.
So when it start getting into the shits, niggas will be straight. Okay.
There's more interest. There's more fun in that way, I guess.
Because I'm trying to get to the, it's nice, so we could do a real duo tournament. Like, we could get into the shit.
Right. So, yeah, I had ended up in it, so you know what to say. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, man. All right. I got one more topic I want to get into before we head out of here. Man, the situation going on with Kanye West, you heard about it?
Yeah, give me a little backdrop.
Man, so it's been all over the internet with Kanye West coming at Kim, explaining to her that he doesn't find that those sexy pictures and all of that stuff is the way to go anymore. I mean, he feels that way about it. She hit the nigga over the head like, well, listen, brother, you might be on this spiritual path, and it's cool. I'm not. So you can't try to change who I am because you're changing who you are.
Right.
If Kanye felt some type of way about it. So my question is this. One, who do you feel is
he's
right?
He's saying the sexy pictures affects him.
Who do you feel is right? And do you agree with sex sales?
No, that's my thing about the whole, this is how I feel about the whole, that whole setup. Kanye, you know what you got when you, it's like fucking dating porn star and being nasty, fucking, I don't know.
Bad niggas on film with some shit.
You know what you're getting. You got to deal. You got to be prepared for what you're dealing with. Like, you're dealing with a high maintenance chick. You got to deal with her. I mean, like,
yeah, facts.
You got to act appropriate. You got to be prepared for the niggas, like, at her bone, whatever. All that shit. But my thing is, for Kim, you shouldn't stop sexy pictures and nude, whatever. You shouldn't stop that. Kanye say. You should stop that because you got kids now. You got three of them.
Yeah, and that's sexy and picture shit.
It affects them more than Kanye.
Yeah.
Fuck Kanye's feelings, but for the kids, the most part,
yeah,
it's bad enough, you know, for you. We could go use with a dick in your mouth right now.
Right.
So for the kids, that's one thing about the whole social media era that we didn't have to go through. A lot of y'all moms, a lot of these parents, a lot of y'all women.
Hot that is.
When y'all kids start to get a little about fucking, about I'd say 8, when they start going through that social media, they're going to come up to you wondering why mommy ass on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Why is mommy ass all over Facebook? Like what, like?
Yep, why you looking all drunk and all that shit? Why
a lot of y'all bitches' wholeness is documented.
Yeah, that's a clean fact. Period.
Once the kids get older, they just go through my Facebook right there. Mommy,
that's funny.
So, yeah, I think she should just, I think that shit should have been cut because one, maybe.
So, who's right?
I'd say. Being married is one reason why you should start to shit, but also kids, bitch, kids. I'm going to just go down the middle.
Okay.
Because I think Kim, she was what she was before what she was.
So do you believe sex sells then?
Yeah, it has to.
So then, here, okay, now, okay, my answer is with this.
He can't.
I feel like Kim's right in this situation.
Because he can't want to capitalize it off the motorway, beat on the motorway.
When it benefits him.
Right. But when...
This is what she get paid to do. She get paid to advertise sex or advertise items using sexual innuendos.
Hey, honestly, and like that's what makes them the best. Kanye has a whole clothing line.
Jesus. Facts.
And what does Kim do the best?
Model.
Sell shit. Model.
Sell shit.
What is... Like, so... All that shit just kind of just...
It could work. And what he has to understand
is... And that's why I think her marriage has lasted a long time.
But her sex appeal to men is what makes men buy into her, or even women buy into her.
Like, she can't do no wrong. Like, y'all lost my shit. What?
Oh, yo, and she helping injustice. I mean, just be real.
She winning right now.
She
won.
She didn't do nothing wrong outside of what she normally does or already have been doing for years. Just because now you are in this transformation stage, this is the thing with the marriages. This is why a lot of marriages either split or go through these breaks or go through these weird stages and shit like that, because some people just grow faster or grow differently than others. And if he's in a stage where he's growing differently, that doesn't mean that the relationship's different. It's just meaning that, okay, now you have to understand that in your dynamic of your growth, you have to still respect this person and what she's got going on and what her growth level is. And what all, you have to do that, because then that will really put a understanding in your brain that, okay, she's going to keep doing what she's doing and I can't change that. She's only going to change what she wants to change. Boom. I can only change me. Lead by example. And hopefully if I do that, the shit follow. Boom. You can't be like, Kim, I don't want you to be sexy anymore or show sexy off. She could be like Kanye, I don't want you to be crazy or act crazy in the media anymore.
I mean, the least Kanye could say is, I don't need your ass on the goddamn
internet. Man, listen, he can't say that either, because that's what brought her to the limelight.
Now, what about Cardi B also?
Here's the thing. This is what Kanye's talking about. Because in that aspect, you got Offset. He's clearly like, okay, cool. But here's the thing. You got so many people now.
He know what Cardi B was before. But we not used to not seeing Cardi B
right now. Yeah, okay, cool. We understand that. But there's certain things that I say you should keep private. Certain things you should let go. That type of stuff, I understand how freaky and crazy the niggas is. Cool. But, bruh, like, I mean, I gotta backtrack. Kim is right in this situation, but I understand Kanye. Because now I'm like, I don't want none of my homies, nobody I know, like, none of that shit. I don't want none of the motherfuckers looking at you a certain type of way. I don't want nobody lusting after you in a way where it's like they try to pursue you or some old bullshit, because all the pictures and the ideas that you place out there based off of what you, the postures or whatever it is. So I mean, it's hard because, damn, Kanye, he promoted it when it was beneficial for him. He promoted it when he was heavy into hip-hop. He promoted it when it was beneficial for her too. So then you can't take away all this, I'm with it, I agree. You can't do that then and then think that now is going to be different. She's like, this is how I make my money. This is how my livelihood has been.
She like gotta be what, almost 40? Is she past 40? Like how?
No, she already had 30s.
Like, how much longer you gonna be having that ass on?
I would never 40 plus.
Let's see how fast we can.
Bro, as long as people gonna be checking for Kim Kardashian, bro, she gonna mod her body and keep looking as young as she possibly can. Fuck that.
She's 38.
So
let's see how quick I can pull up her titties. You know? All right, one Google search. Kardashian.
Let me see how fast I can pull up her titties.
Kim Kardashian, yo. Let's try. All right, random Google search. Just go to images. Just over the images. Let's see what we got going on. Okay, I don't know.
I mean, black men don't cheat. So,
I mean, it's not too bad.
But you know how much you probably paid to get that shit probably took off, bro?
It's not too bad.
So, I mean, like we said earlier, sex sells. And if that's what she has to do to make her money, you know that. You should have never agreed to it. You made that girl your wife. You knew what it was before y'all got them couple of kids and all. You knew what the fuck it was. This is what she was known for. She was the industry girl. Like, come on. Like, niggas do a video vixen or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the fuck you would call it. Mido, I don't know.
She could be my wife. She definitely, because I think Kanye, what he did, he got her right. He got her almost the perfect amount of things. She had a little bit too much ass, like she got the proportion a little bit too, but you can still get it right. But her chick, that little shit's perfect. Little shit's heavy. Hell yeah. He almost got her right.
That is so funny. Oh my God. I mean,
I fuck with Courtney. I fuck with her ass.
But here's the thing. When you have something like, when you have your wife, like, and you feel a certain type of way about your wife, it's like, you don't want nobody looking at you. I don't want nobody lusting at you like that. Even
like, if I was like, say, if I was Takeoff, I'm like, we aren't all in a bug together.
I should see that.
And like, how can I enjoy that? Like,
I shouldn't see that.
Yo, like,
I understand your wife. Yo.
She's just shaking her, like, any other woman shaking her ass. I'm like, you know what I mean? In the shirts, but, like, how can you even enjoy it if it's your man's wife just...
Yeah, like, come on, man. We do
like, love I feel wrong if I was, like, I want to slap, like, you. If a girl is shaking that ass in my face, I'm going to want to smack it. I'm going to want to throw some money. Like, that's the only purpose other than why her ass being shaped. Like, I don't know. Maybe just disrespectful.
It is. It's disrespectful. It is.
To everybody around. You put
everybody in predicaments, man. And it's like, who my real peoples?
Because now I got to smack somebody. And now I can't be mad because you just...
Yeah, like you provoking niggas. Like you want niggas to be looking at... Now, okay, so now what are you saying here? You go down this long path of bullshit that will follow these type of things. And it's like, Kanye trying to prevent that, but I get it.
So maybe if we on a boat, maybe if we together by ourselves on a boat and we filming, fucking it's to ourselves, but I don't know. Yeah.
Bro, if you set the precedent early in your relationship to be this, then if she was doing some sexy shit outside of that, now that's understandable.
Yeah, but once
if you allowed that shit early, trying to change, come on. So
how many kids? Bro, how many kids? Teenagers on, like little kids on Cardi B Instagram, or say Instagram because of Cardi B. That's my stable. I should be worried about the kids, the little kids putting up, seeing money ass on TV. Like, what the fuck? Ass on the phone.
I get that, but then I feel like they're gonna also explain to her.
This is how I make money.
This is what the fucking situation is. And that's why I feel like, okay, cool. You're not Cardi B all the time, or you're not Kim Kardashian all the time. And in that all the time, you need to be what I need you to be, not in the sense of being on some controlling shit, but this is about...
I think it's hard for kids at school. Like,
you got to be mommy. You got to be my wife.
One thing I was listening to while I say this, because I was listening to an interview on the Breakfast Club, Lala, and she was talking about how sometimes her son has difficulties at school.
Yeah.
Arguing against her for his dad and all that shit, like, you know, kids. And then, like, she was on the show Power. Yeah. And, like, she had, like, sex scenes and all that shit. So, shout out to Power. And Lala, she actually got shot.
I see this either.
She actually got killed this last episode, shot in the fucking head. Boof.
I ain't even see this. I see none of this season.
Okay. So
yeah, I don't even want to see it, bro. I'm good.
It's good, bro. You tripping. Oh, God. It better
not. I stop, bro.
Don't
listen.
Stop. Don't
listen, bro. Just listen.
Stuck it out. It's good.
Listen, you got bro. Tariq pissed me off, bro. I'm upset, bro. Like, once he did that sucker shit early in season 5, I was straight, bro.
Man, that shit.
Good.
The show better than ever right now. The show ain't been, the shit ain't been lit ever since. But, yeah, she's just talking about, like, the difficulties for the kids at school. Like, seeing all these different things with Carmelo.
Right.
Like, getting her titties on TV. She fucking on TV. Like, just
different things. Yeah, kids is, like, actually, they liking that shit. They gonna be.
Bro, 12, 13-year-olds, like, you know what I mean?
But that's the life that you are consumed in, being an entertainer's child or an entertainer yourself. You gotta do it. This is the life you signed up for. So now you can't tell her to put it away. It's like, man, nigga, this is what she's been making money on, or how she's been making money for the last 10 years. Right. Fuck the businesses and shit. She still got to put herself out there in order for the businesses to work.
And now she got all kinds of different things going on. She got a couple different shows going on, 50 so, different movies. So
I don't know, man. I understand Kanye's.
I think sex appeal keeps you relevant. Because someone always wants to see you. Someone always wants to. You can always model when somebody.
Women want to be you and men want to fuck you. Those are the ideas of a true and a woman entertainer. And they'll tell you that when they hire you. We need for women to want to be you. And men want
to
fuck
they
you.
They need to let me get paid to be like, oh, okay, I'll fuck her. No, get her out of here. I'll be cool. I'll have Hollywood looking good as a bitch.
Look, that's the idea. That's crazy. But that's.
That should be for the nice.
Because sex sells. That's the idea of how she has to come. So now you can't take that away
from the Puerto Ricans and Iceland.
How do you get to?
Yo, shout out to Wale.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our homework for this weekend.
Yeah.
Wale's album. He got a lot of good shit on there. I listened to about 3 songs so far. He got a song called Soul. Soul. I'm rooting for everybody that's black. We got mad shit going on. That album fire so far, so that'll be our homework for next podcast to review Wale's album.
Yes, sir.
That's
a fact.
Anybody else dropping this weekend?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Alright, so yeah, I'm gonna dedicate this weekend to Wale.
Yeah, we gonna do that. We can give a deep dive into really. Like focus on Wale, because Wale don't be getting the recognition he need. He got a slap on the radio right now.
Yeah.
So
number one song.
Yeah.
You got number one song. Yeah, he definitely, when I think about Wale, I always think about quality substance. His music has substance. Like, it really means something. When he really talk about shit. You don't be just wasting bars. He don't waste bars at all.
But like, here's the thing. Can I ask you a question about this Wale situation? When it comes to putting Wale into a category, where do you put him? And then when it comes to your list, where do you put him?
I don't know about my list so far. He definitely went my favorites. I spent a lot of hours listening to Wale. I got him like second tier as far as now with the Drake Calls and them shit. I got him with the Big Shines. I got him down there with Big Shine.
Okay. And niggas. But I got Big Sean on my list. Because, I mean, you do the industry list, but then you have your own personal list.
Big Sean on my list. My list, though.
He's in my fucking list. Yeah. I think it'd be snapped.
That's what I would say. On my list, he's probably second tier. Probably second tier on my list. Because,
I mean, Wale, he's very radio for me.
Yeah, I listen
to very radio, very go-go. That's what
I listen to a lot of Wale. Playing Ambition. Got from Lauren.
I did. I wasn't the hugest Wale fan, but I've been giving him a try because that's for the homework.
He got the his old shit fire too.
Lucy's.
Before the MMG Wale fire. All the shit he did with Seinfeld.
Yeah. fire. I didn't fucking understand that album, to be honest with you. It didn't really make sense.
It was the album about nothing.
Yeah, I get it now.
But now, he got some hits on there. But I think now he's finally rounded that shit together where he is a real fucking, that nigga talented as shit. So people like Wale, I appreciate, because there's a lot of rappers out here with no substance, you know, just rapping about whatever. But that nigga Wale just be, his music got messages, he's playing whatever, that's all that good shit. But
you rappity rap niggas on the clock.
Fuck with Wale.
And a year coming. And if you ain't put no slaps out this year, nigga, something need to give. And you know what, Big Sean? I got a bone to pick with you, Playboy. You think that little radio bullshit you got going on is good enough for us to be like, okay, cool, Big Sean's putting some shit on? No, fuck that song. I want some smack.
We want a whole mixtape.
I want some smack, bro. Like, I want some
mixtape in the album.
You know how you get slapped in your face and your shit scrubbed? I want some shit like that, bro. Like, yes, like, god damn, boy, would you stop fucking this beat up like this? Like, that's what I want. I don't want no radio shit.
He know he's just gonna snap somebody.
Come on, man. That nigga, man, yo, man. Oh, man. Yeah, he on the clock. He on the clock. I'm gonna say it. He on the clock.
Yeah. You got anything else?
No, sir. That'll be that.
That's it for the day?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be back this weekend for sure.
Yes, sir. Feeling a little bit better, hopefully, everybody.
Right.
Let that cold get off us a little bit.
Like what you heard, you can find us on Instagram, find us on Apple Music, or not Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts, Facebook, the SummyQ Podcast, Instagram, the SummyQ Podcast.
Yes, indeed.